Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F to N Word. And I would sing a song for you, but that would probably make you turn the show off. So you're not going to do that tonight. But I will ask you to call me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I will also ask you to chat with brothers. You know, jump into the Smooth Drama chat room. As there's more than enough room, it's live, it's anonymous. You get to be who you want to be. Jump in. Let's talk a taste on it. SmoothDrama.com, Smooth Drama chat room. Also, social media. If you got Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Vitamin Energy, a.k.a. I got muscles in my shoulder pads. Not that I'm saying that he wears shoulder pads, but if he did, he would have muscles in them. That don't make sense. Anyway, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, Facebook, Twister. Is Twister a social media? No, okay. All right. Scruples. I'm just naming off name Monopoly. Nah, anywhere. Follow us, Instagram. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, you see Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back, and we can go ahead on and have that discussion. We can talk about it. Hi. I'd like to have a conversation with you. Anyway, so, man, we just keep hitting it. And not the good hitting it. We just hitting on all cylinders with the craziness. How bad is it out here? How bad is it out here? Now, it's been a trend that's been going on for a while. So, I mean, I've talked about this, right? So, we have, what? Alaska. Used to be, Alaska was the place that would pay you to live there. You get the tax breaks, all that other stuff. They give you a little extra money, plane ticket or something like that. Hey, come live in Alaska. It's a big place. Not as many people as there could be. So when we talk about, oh, there's space. No, there's a lot of space in Alaska. Lot of land in Alaska. It's just you're living in Alaska. That's the thing. Kind of cold there. Hang out with the moose. All that good stuff. So now there's been a trend. There was Mississippi. There's been a few places that say, hey, you live here, we'll give you credit buying the house, all that. I mean, and it's funny because now, Alaska is not historically a racist place. It's just far off and cold. So that one is cool. But in the United States, all the places that are offering you money to live there are those hardcore racist places. They're just like, please, nobody wants to live here. We only have, well, allegedly racist places. So, let's see. In Northwest Arkansas, they are offering $10,000 and a mountain bike to qualified out-of-towners to relocate to the area to work remotely. So, this lady moved into a 3,400-foot square four-bedroom house in the Ozarks Mountains that she bought for $405,000, which a comparable setup in Los Angeles would have cost up to $2 million. Well, she's living fat. She just lives in the Ozarks in Northwest Arkansas. Arkansas. See, like Mississippi, Arkansas, all these places that it's tough. It's tough. Like, yeah, they're not places you want to vacation. They're not those places that are on the list, right? See, because I talk to people. So, like, I talk to my co-host from time to time. She talks about vacation. Yeah, gonna go on vacation, da-da-da-da-da-da. But I've never heard her say, I'm gonna go to Mississippi. Matter of fact, I haven't heard anybody say that. I haven't really heard anybody talk about, yeah, you know what? I want to see what Northwest Arkansas was about. You know, it's tough. It's really tough. So, for example, I'm a basketball coach, and I watch a lot of basketball. I can say that I watch a substantial amount of basketball. And as a substantial basketball, I always, when I was younger, I always wondered, because I had been there. I've been to Kentucky. I always wondered, I've heard about Alabama. I always wondered, why do people go there? Like college, like Kansas as a college is a destination. Then you find out, you get older, oh, they're getting paid. That's why they go to Kansas, because it's Kansas. It's not a destination, right? It's not that place where you hear people are like, you know, because I'm a guess that it's really beautiful. It's probably really beautiful. It's probably that place where you're like, man, Kansas. It's some beautiful land out there. So I think that's where Superman come from, right? Even though that's fictitious. But just saying. Yeah. So if you're interested, I'm just not going to go into it no more. If you're interested, There's a whole list of places that you can go live. They'll pay you to live there. It's just, you have to live there. So if you're my listeners, you're interested in good old-fashioned, I don't know, just being one with neighbors that look at you side eye, and who probably was at the Capitol riots on January 6th. Take these remote earning opportunities. $10,000 to move to Northwest Arkansas. And a mountain bike. Who doesn't want a mountain bike? It's like a lot of people. Lots and lots of people. So when y'all ready to make that move, let me know. So how bad is it out here? How bad is it out here? Oh, man, I keep waiting on it not to be so horrible, and then you keep reading the news and you hear stuff. So there's the guys who broke into the J-Lo beauty supply stores in Tampa yesterday, crashed into the police. They got like a couple $1,000s and some wigs. They all got arrested for a couple thousand dollars and some wigs. And I may be wrong in saying a couple thousand dollars. I'm misreading. I'm gonna say it right because I think I made it even more important than it was. Burglars stole wigs and cash from two J Lo beauty supply stores in town. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're stealing wigs and cash. This is where I would need somebody. And this is the only demerit that I'll give my co-host. We'll talk about this on Thursday. She still ain't ready to sing. It's like I always get that hustle and flow in my head where I need brown sugar to just bust out with it.
It's hard out here for a piano.
Because I can't go there. Now I'm hoping that one day she can just deep in the stomach like Tina Turner had to just come on Ella Mae, come deep in the stomach. Anyway. Okay. It's hard out here when we're robbing the beauty supply store and stealing wigs and cash. Yeah, that's gonna help. I mean, it's the first day of school yesterday. There was the hoax call at the Tennessee High School on the first day. A whole bunch of police showed up, and it ended up they put school on lockdown. Several campuses nearby, they were all put on lockdown, and it was just because I'm guessing nobody didn't want to go to school, so they called it in. Just crazy. That's what we're doing. And to make it worse, there was a woman in Utah who's facing charges because she made up a bomb threat so she could leave her job early. She sent her father a text. It was almost dumbass of the week-ish, but there's always dumber, as you'll find out later on in the week. So she texts her father, call 911. Bomb threat at my job. Just so she can leave her job at Rue 21. Yeah. So I can go home early. Because what happened, and I think it's something that we see, we're investigating things, we see psychologically people don't want to work. And yeah, it's an adjustment. So as somebody who was remotely working for like a year and a half, and then to get back to like, because I ironed pants this weekend. I ironed all my clothes for the week. It was a unique experience. I felt one with the iron. It's like me and the iron, we was vibing. And so because I had like ironed in a while, like for like a year and a half, 2 years. So when you're not like, I mean, I've ironed, but like when you're like ironing seriously, like to really, really get wrinkles out using spray star, I'm one of them people. I'm one of them people. I believe in starch and having the crisp. The crisp pants and the crisp shirts and all that other stuff. I'm one of them. I'm unapologetic with it. I like creases in my pants. I like iron stuff. and not the stuff that you put in the dryer. It's like, hurry up, take it out so it can. Nah, I'm that dude that's going to go all the way in. So it was an adjustment to, long story short, to get back to wearing pants and non-casual sweats, whatever, and wearing clothes. I get it. But it's like there's a proliferation of people, and it's in the air where it just people don't want to work at all. I mean, I'm at the job, and you hear people talk about how long before they shut us down again. You know, because it's like they're praying and putting it out there in the air, like we just got shut down. It's just like everybody wants to be in the house by themselves, even though they complained about being in the house. And we can't take it. We can't stand it. It's a weird phenomenon. It's a very weird phenomenon. Folks complain about it. And I'm like, look, everybody's out there working. We can work too. It's going to be all right. But what's going to happen? Look, the only way you're going to be safe, quite honestly, if you lock yourself in your bunker, and you have a pipe that goes straight up into the sky where airplanes never go, and you get your air straight from the clear atmosphere above the ozone layer, I'm guessing. You get that clear, unfiltered air that's no smog, none of that. I'm guessing that's what we're talking about. And you have no connection to no people at all, and the food that comes to you, you have one of them devices that you see in the sci-fi places where they just sterilize everything. The sterilizing stuff comes from both sides, and then you can eat it. I mean, come on. You're starting to go too far with this. But, yes, I know. It's COVID. It's dangerous. There's people who believe, people who don't believe. I'm saying, either you're going to live in the world or you're not. Make a choice. Stop complaining. And at the same time, if you don't want to work, just say, hey, I don't want to work. But damn it, they cut off that extra $300 for unemployment. What am I going to do? I don't know. You have to figure that out. In the meantime, while you're trying to figure that out, I'm going to break. This is Nas, EPMD2. Respectfully.
Bucket on low light, Eric and Parrish. Closed cats can flow, all you niggas get dead it. They don't give you one single rose while you can smell it, so I pick from my own garden. I'm gonna go out with my garden like Godfather, grandkids in a rock while I got over the block trauma. So what you saying, nigga, you got to deal. Thinking you the truth, really you not for real. Back to back with it, the hardest shit of the year.
Remix. EPMD, we back in business. Ain't nobody fucking with us, come to your senses. Be the second coming of God, something to witness. Piece of shit flying your head like Mike Vincent's. We in the trenches. I'm mad, better yet, I'm on a rampage. My people can't even get minimum wage. Fuck a stimulus, give me some interest. Give me a loan, give me a home. Give me that land you owe me so I can roam.
When you stretch past black, when do you go? Best whispers, ghost them like he's diamond.
Ain't worried about nothing, cause this squad behind me.
EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting the millions. I did it go for the family meetings in Dakota, Miami. Them wine bottles on Maggie extra large. Sign up for my master class, Escobar. Feet up in Met Stadium at my restaurant. Tried it from AZ to Davies. You know my thoughts get crazy. My teachers, they couldn't grade me. I know some teachers in Davies County. Got coppers in Haiti. She wrote the price of somebody amazing. Just to post it on Tumblr. Just to fuck up the summer shit. I don't care what you coming with me and get boy running shit. Big yo rope chains, but they flooded now. Yeah. With the ghost like a hunting house. She can see me blood on my hands like Carrie. Might walk through a cemetery to see where hip hop is buried. I said it was there, but the fake is there. Play
Machiavelli. You see letters in red spatter, look like sauce and spaghetti. Yeah,
ready?
EPMD, we're back in business. Living in crap condition, we'll give you ammunition. None of y'all are real, not a single one. Like a dollar bill,
yeah.
Like a bitch in the teleport, she's on a pill. We got a bottle chill, never bail on me. Not even out of jail. EPMD, for me I got some chill. She's a lot of squirrel, laid in my paper some bread. I just popped the mill out the window with my mobile on the fucking freeway on the way here. I screwed up in this pony when they're pulling the sleigh. Yeah, that's a lot of fucking flying when I'm making it rain, dear. Green on me, put no weed, shorty just these. Darling, a pocket full of pills, summer telling all three. Follies with green molly, the summer eve, which reminds me of rap summary. Mommy, my theme saw me and Pete, always used to play that shit on repeat. All day, so please call me Big Daddy Daddy. Plus, I got the chain and lean on me. You see, I'm eating you, B-I-C-C-H, you said tortillas, just me, I'm free of debt, yeah. The effect of my old neighborhood misery and debt poverty. It is Pico, CD, and PTSD. I can RP out to DMX, he's a we in the CXC. And poop on the DMX, who wants to get the DMX. That goes that I love him, cause I don't even know when I'ma see him next. Tomorrow can see it, doesn't that be? Yeah, and this shit ain't for the pain, cause the brains of the train, from the danger to rains. And I drank all the day for the blank on the paper. The wait for the pace, for the pace, for the shame, for the strength of a pain, for the strength of the spray, for the day when I'm able to say that I'm placed with the grace of my name, with the canes and the wings and the J's and the Drakes and the Yays and the Drakes and the Jigs and the Jesus and Jason, the rise and amaze and his mountains and praise to the gods and the south and the golden age to be pop in the name of the song.
It's DMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting a million.
Together you got the moon, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Nas, EPMD2. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so, I don't even know where to begin. I guess I'll start, because I was talking about how bad is it. You know that we're supposed to have this runoff, I guess, if they vote Gavin Newsom out. There's a whole bunch of people who are running for governor. It's a huge, I think I already shared it in the Smooth Drama chat room. It's a long list of people. Supposedly, one of the front runners, oh my goodness, Larry Elder. Larry Elder. He's a conservative talk show host. He's the kind of dude that walks in your backyard, and if you got a lemon tree, they all get rotten. The kind of dude who look like his breath stink, even after he brushes his teeth, you can give him mouthwash. None of that stuff matters. It's just going to stink. Like, you know, they got the people that have the bad breath. He just looks like he has bad breath. And I'm guessing no deodorant works for him either. I'm just saying he's one of them guys. I mean, I'm not into the politics part. I mean, I've heard him talk. He's one of those black guys. You know, those black guys I'm talking about. I'm a black guy. It's funny. One of those black guys that when you hear him talk, it's like he might be the reason why the whales are washing up on the shores in the Bay Area, and the reason why all the fish are dying and washing up on the shores, and the birds are falling out of the sky. He's that dude. I ain't saying he's Damien Omen from the Omen, but still. Yeah. He's the front runner. That's what they're saying. I'm like, so that's who we're going to vote for. The dude who looked like his breast paint. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked because after the apocalypse, we definitely have not gone back to normal. We've gone back to, I don't even know what you could call it. But yeah, we're in a state of nothingness. Just a whole lot. So this probably would have been the time, you know, if RIP Gary Coleman was running for governor this time, he probably would have won. He probably would have won. Because I would have voted for him. If they got rid of Gavin, I would have voted for Gary Coleman. Hell, I still would right now. Because I think Gary Coleman dead is better than pretty much all these cats. If they're going to recall Newsom, doesn't even matter no more. Because, I mean, at this point, I don't understand why we're doing stuff like, because we're talking about wasting money. I'm like, if you don't like a candidate, get rid of them when it's time to get rid of them. We don't need no special recalls. He didn't nuke nobody. He didn't rape no children. None of that stuff happened. You just don't like his politics. And that's fine. Vote his ass out when it was time. Not us going through this BS. I've never understood that whole recall thing, especially when we're talking about you're recalling people, not because they did anything wrong. Like he's on tape, he's like doodling in little kids' mouths or something. I'm sorry. I know bad visual, but I'm just saying there's none of that on his ledger. It's just you just don't like his politics. That's it. Or maybe there's some people who say, well, he's too cute. We don't want him as governor. Maybe it's a bunch of incels that hate on him because it's like chicks digging. And so if we get him out the line, like maybe some of them will stop watching his interviews and they'll come and talk to us. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I know I sound like I'm shilling for Newsom, but I'm not. I'm just saying I don't understand why and how we get to the process where somebody who hasn't, yeah, I mean, I can see if he'd kill somebody. I'm still waiting on the major offense that he committed, which has never come out. So I'm stuck. I'm stuck trying to understand, but not understand. I don't even understand it. We're stuck right here. And Larry Elder is reportedly in these polls, somebody that's leading the pack, which is not saying much because there's like 300 people running for governor. So everybody votes. He gets like 180 votes. He's the winner. Yay. And we got a dude who looked like his breast stink as governor. He just looks like his breast stink. But I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna stop. You know, even though after this show, I'm probably gonna go brush my teeth because I talked about somebody who looked like they breast stink, and I just want to make sure mine don't stink. Anyway, so speaking about something that doesn't stink, which I thought was funny. Social Security won't penalize disabled people for saving their stimulus checks. I'm gonna read that again. Social Security won't penalize disabled people for saving stimulus checks. So they're saying that people who still have stimulus checks and money from other pandemic programs in their bank accounts won't face a loss of supplemental security income benefits thanks to a policy reversal from the Social Security Administration. Like, wow, ain't that nice of them? We're not going to penalize disabled people for being smart and responsible with their money. Isn't that nice, Social Security Administration? The kinder and gentler Social Security Administration. See, when I talk about this stuff, I'm trying to highlight that it makes them sound like they're doing something awesome. They put, oh yeah, we're not gonna penalize you for being responsible with your money. I'm like, why would we consider penalizing disabled people? I mean, why would you penalize non-disabled people for being responsible with their money? Because if you're saying it's hard times and you want to be ready for a rainy day just in case something happens, we get this money. Yeah, it's not burning a hole in our pockets. We're holding on to it. So just in case we need it, because if something happens, you might be stuck. You got cushion. But no, they were considering it. Disabled people, though. I like the fact that they named them. We want to make sure that we let you know that we're not going to penalize disabled people. That is awesome. That is awesome. I think that is one of the most amazing things going. That's your government. That's your taxpayer dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. That's your taxpayer dollars at work. We're going to be nice to the disabled. We're not going to screw them over. And we're going to tell you that we're not going to screw them over. Just so you know. It's awesome, right? It's one of those things that when you see it happen, you just got to smile and say, you know what, I'm going to tip my hat to you. I got a Kango. So I'm going to tip my Kango to the Social Security Administration. And who I'm not going to tip my hat to, Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz and his attorney. So y'all don't know who he is. This is the dude that 2018 Florida High School massacre, want to say it. Because he shot and killed 17 people. Then he injured another 17. Right? And this was at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2018. So his attorneys are asking for pretrial hearings to be closed. They're saying his right to an impartial jury will be irreparably harmed if certain evidence is revealed before jurors are seated. I'm like, you killed 17 people. 17 people. Not 17 people that attacked you. Just went to the high school on Valentine's Day. I want to shoot 17 people. Well, he just wanted to shoot people. He didn't have a number. He might have been upset that it was only 17, right? And he harmed 17 more. And that's not even talking about the family of the 17 people who are no longer with us and the 17 people who have to live with that day in their head. We never talk about the post-traumatic stress of the survivors who, for no fault of their own, just going to school, trying to figure out, it's high school. Am I going to give a Valentine's Day card? Should I give a Valentine's Day card? Am I going to get a kiss? Maybe if you're active in high school, am I going to get some today? It's all of those things on the table. All of those things are on the table. But no, you're getting shot at school by this dude whose attorneys and him, they're asking for an impartial jury. It's like, yo, you killed people. I mean, what are your virtues? Are there virtues for somebody who killed people just because they were there? It's like, well, the jury's not going to treat him fairly. Okay. I mean, the fact that nobody showed up and listening, oh, we don't do that no more. Nobody killed him, because I'm guessing that he probably spent a lot of time in jail in isolation, because dudes like that get broken in jail. He might have ate a lot of pickles in jail, or maybe just sucked on a lot of pickles in jail, if not just outright hurt a lot. Maybe he get hurt by a bunch of pickles, or maybe somebody just hurts him, period, that was related to whoever. I don't know. The fact is, he put this out there like that. He wants, him and his attorneys, they want fairness. I'm like, why are we being fair? We even talking about fairness with people who, there's no doubt, there's no speculation. And there's no speculation. He showed up and shot a bunch of people unprovoked. Nobody's chasing him. It wasn't like there's 34 people chasing me and I had to shoot at them because they was going to kill me. No, something the black dude would say in the South when he was being lynched. That's proper testimony. This dude, not being chased after by a lynch mob. He's just a dude that just was mad about something, probably an incel, can't get none, wasn't going to have a chance at getting none, and just took him over the top. Just took him over the top.
Cannot get an impartial jury. They not going to see me in the right light.
See, and the fact that we even
give these fools, we give these fools the opportunity to even discuss stuff like this. Like, so we really killing people? I mean, we killing a lot of people and then saying, hey, I want to tell my side of the story. Woo! I don't know. Oh, man. Where's the lawyer to kill a mockingbird when you need him? Oh, but yeah, he probably would have done a good job with him. Because he was a Klansman. So, yeah. So, yeah. Pre-trial hearings closed. Just because. I just need that help. I just need that help. Speaking of needing help. So, the Olympics just ended. And there's a chick, Andrea Martinez. They and her team was going crazy because there was a player, Jessica Maalu, who posted a TikTok video saying the child was COVID. Was suffering for COVID, and she said, ma'am, your kid does not need a COVID shot. Your kid needs a fucking treadmill. That's what he needs. Now, you look up the kid in question, the video, whatnot, it's larger size kid, and it's one of those sticky issues, because it's like, who do you blame when the kids are out of shape? Well, we understand adults get out of shape. It's fairly easy for us adults to get out of shape. You just stop doing stuff, and you can afford to eat whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. I mean, I have my daily battles with the fat dude inside my stomach. He sings very well, like on the Luther Vandross, Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway tip. The fat dude inside me be blowing. Just singing about candy bars. Cake, ice cream, non-dairy, of course, Twinkies, just whatever. That would look good in your mouth. Your taste buds, you got your taste buds. Your taste buds would love that. You know, just it's a whole melody. I can't sing it like they would, but trust me. The fat dude inside me singing, maybe humming them tunes, maybe melodic. It's hard to fight them, right? But now you start talking about kids. Like, I've seen some kids when you're talking about, I don't know, fourth, fifth, sixth graders that weigh as much as normal adults, and you're like, man, this kid's gonna be huge. They're huge, but we're talking about, you know, when they're that age, and as a parent, you gotta see that and be like, no, I can't have my kid eating. And so You hear the excuses, oh, eating healthy is expensive. Well, eating unhealthy is expensive too. I mean, we say it's cheap, but I don't know, last time I checked, and I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
But I could be wrong. You can buy food and just cook that stuff. And I get that because there's circumstances where parents don't have the time to cook, prepare proper meals, whatnot. And so that's why the kids get the fast food, whatnot. Well, I'm saying there's something that's got to happen. Because there are a lot of kids that are woefully out of shape. And so when we start talking about COVID, immune systems, and all the other things that compromise people and get them sick, a lot of it is health related. So, yes, she said it. It was a horrible statement. You know, there's some tact to it. You shouldn't say stuff like that unless you're really, really good friends and you tell somebody that. Because you can be hard when it's your real friend. Because y'all are real friends and you can say stuff that's tough. But to bust out on a stranger, nah. That ain't the lick. That ain't the lick at all. And on that note, go on break. This is Thurs. Dope.
Should I low end, but still begins. They bugging at the former state. Marada sucking niggas while they walk and live. More than trip if I get in. Oh man, that's ominous. Run track, fugitive. Still black on my back, jam for backpack. Know I got the bars with me, no gun soap. CD folks, my stroke, one, not my three.
Nobody give a fuck if you hush niggas. Make them overdose. Like bar, walking nigga, right to right. Third plus, third and all. Make your night, open my darkest in the light. It's the shit that I'm knocking on the arena. Beat a cover with some divas. No slipping with the shit. They fucking with my degree. I'm a motherfucker, riot, and even your heart. No,
it's out the sleep. It's out the sleep.
Normally do the Groundhog Day, and of course I will. I'm hurt. I'm appalled. I'm crushed, actually. I read this and no tears came down my eyes. I was just like, I just had an empty feeling inside. It was like, oh, no. Where a woman in Alabama knocked on the door of her neighbor. Because the woman knocked on her door to complain about the younger woman flying the Tigger flag. Yes, Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. This woman was hating on Tigger. Who hates Tigger? What Tigger ever do to anybody? I can't fly a flag with Tigger on it. Where we at, people? Tigger ain't safe. Tigger ain't safe. I mean, I'm still reeling. I'm always reeling because once again, Bert Ernie was gay. Teletubbies, I ain't even know they had sex organs. They're apparently gay because they speak in Teletubbies. Because I never knew what the hell they were saying, but I guess that's undercover gay language. I don't know. And of course, SpongeMan and Patrick. And now we have a new entry. We have folks. It ain't even about. It ain't even about sex. It's like we're hating on flags with Tigger on them. Tigger. It's Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. You can't be any less threatening than Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. Winnie just wants you to play with his stomach and eat some honey. And Tigger. Tigger just chilling. Tigger ain't never hurt nobody. Tigger has said nothing. He's just like, I'm just Tigger too. I just want to hang out with Winnie and Eeyore. I can see if it was Eeyore, I guess. Not that Eeyore is a bad imaginary fictitious character. Because it's like, woo, when you got folks protesting and getting mad at folks knocking on their door, God damn it, I want to talk to you about this Tigger flag. I don't like it. Oh my goodness. I don't know. So now you start talking about, now I know why we had the red summer. We talk about the 20s. They was called the Roaring Twenties. You had all of that stuff that happened. You had all them communities, all the black communities were destroyed. It's after the pandemic of 1918. Is it a coincidence? I don't know, because history repeats itself. Although they did the exact opposite. So after the pandemic, we had the prohibition. You couldn't drink or nothing. Can you imagine how crazy folks would be if they had to hide their drugs? So we, of course, legalize everything. Mushrooms, all that. So you got folks out here seeing dragons. You got folks out here seeing King Kong and Godzilla walking around in the streets. So, obviously, you have somebody who is smoking some good stuff, and you're looking over across the street, your neighbor's yard, and you see that flag of Tigger. Is that a Tigger? Is that a Tigger flag? Oh, hell no. This bitch. Jeff, get my gun. I'm going over to talk to the neighbor. Let her know how I feel about this guy. Did you see she got a goddamn Tigger? She got Tigger flag. I can't take no more. Ooh, ooh, I need to talk to you about your Tigger flag. Okay. I'm done. We're talking about Tigger. I don't know where this world is going. Well, I do, actually. See, because I say that stuff, but I'm being facetious. I'm being facetious because I know. I just hate admitting it, right? You just hate admitting it. On that note, got to go on Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, another thing you can't do, just in case you didn't know, you can't be a black realtor and showing a client a house. Police handcuffed the black man, his teen son, and the real estate agent as they were touring a home for sale in the Michigan neighborhood after a resident falsely accused them of breaking into the house. It's like, hey, it's open house. Let me show you this house. You know, I mean, cause that's what people do. I know people who own property, and I know people who want to own her property. And the normal thing to do is, hey, you have a realtor. Oh my goodness, you have a realtor. And they show you places. And you go to those places and you look in them. And you say, hey, I like this place. Or, hey, nah, it's not for me. Simple stuff. But apparently, whoever called the police, we know who called the police. Because they suck. And maybe there was a something that came up their toilet and bit them in the ass while they were sitting there. Maybe that's what made them so mad. Yeah, they called the police. So another thing you can't do as a black person in America, you cannot go to a showing of a house. Apparently, that means you're trying to break into the house, even though it's an open house, and you're trying to look at the buyer. I guess they were just saying, yeah, you probably don't want to live in this neighborhood. Just don't want to do it. And that could probably be one of them neighborhoods that eventually they start paying folks to live in. That's how these things start, because nobody wants to live there but y'all, and then y'all start dying off, and they're like, nobody wants to live here. Yeah, because y'all suck as human beings. Just off rip, right off top. That's my personal opinion. And I believe it wholeheartedly. That people like that, they suck. They mamas and daddies suck. And everybody else who taught them what they know and do, they suck too. Hey, if you want to talk about those people and how they suck, go to smoothdrama.com, jump into the chat room, and we can talk about how they suck. I'll let you guys. Other than that, I'm out. Peace, love, hair grease, and some turtle juice if you're trying to drink some. I'm Mr. F the N-word. I'll catch you later. Peace. We'll be right back.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.